Good evening, everybody. What's going on? This is your boy, Rico, a.k.a. Hollywood, and I'm sitting here with Tasha, Little Queen. Say what's up.
Hi, what's up? Can I get a number two Happy Meal? Because you have the McDonald's mic.
Lord have mercy. What's going
on? He does. I feel it.
Yeah, I messed. All right.
No, just keep going. Just keep rolling. This is good. We're having fun.
Thank you, Little Queen. Also, I'm sitting here with Calvin, a.k.a. The Bishop.
What's going on, everybody?
So, how's everybody's week been going on?
I'm doing good.
Well, I had a couple losses this week.
I'm sorry to hear that.
My fingernails.
Oh.
Because yeah. I tore them off. I'm just broke, so yeah.
Oh. You're talking about her fingernails. And,
Sorry.
I'm about to give my condolences to everything.
Right.
Queen, you hilarious.
I'm in the trash in the bathroom. I had to
go.
Sorry.
Do it for the trash.
Yeah.
Rico.
I don't know what to say about that. Hey, maybe, you know, R.I.P. Little Queen
Nails.
Rest in peace.
I gotta find a new nail tech.
Nail
this time tech. I call, unless you busy people. I'm getting so upset. Like, I gotta find the mind.
So long.
So listen. So today we're gonna start off with a little inspirational quote. So one thing I want to talk about is how people needs to move forward and stop looking back.
Oh, come on.
You see, you're saying every time, you know, you try to do something, every time you try to accomplish something, you find yourself always looking back. It's almost like you're sitting in a car, right? In your car, you have these windows and you have your mirrors and stuff like that. And so people is always looking in their rear view mirror. Because when you're looking in your rearview mirror, all you see is things that's behind you.
Okay.
You're not looking what's in front of you.
Right, you teach us that.
And so, and your side mirrors are allow you to see the attacks that's coming your way.
Well.
Which allow you to move left or right to
maneuver,
you know what I'm saying, and get out of the way.
Well.
Right? So, instead of looking back in your rearview mirror,
on,
or instead of looking backwards, you need to be looking in the front.
Come on.
Why you think your car windshield, the front windshield is big enough for you to see your future?
I got a crack in mine.
And if you have a crack in yours, then you should still get it fixed. Maybe you need to lean to the left of the crack or lean to the right of the crack.
Same life.
You know what I'm saying? But overall,
well,
we need to stop looking backwards and start looking forward.
I like that.
You see what I'm saying? Because, like I said, there's let your past be your past and let the future be your future. Amen?
Amen.
Yes.
So how I'm supposed to get over?
How you supposed to get over?
If I can't look back and stuff, so how am I supposed to be like, strive?
Well, looking back at your past, you learn from your past.
Oh, you're talking about the past?
Yeah. You learn from your past, and in order for you to move forward, you take what you learn from your past and apply it to your future.
Come on,
now. I'm not going to do that anymore.
Right.
Right.
Tell you, so, and maybe there's some friends that you need to cut off.
Come on,
maybe
now,
there's
sir.
Some people that you need to get rid of
come
out of your
on
circle.
Now, sir.
Or maybe there's some things that you need to shift. Around.
It's a quick. I felt that. Queen, you felt that? I felt that.
So, God is wanting to shift you into a different direction and not going into the same direction that you've been heading because the where you've been going is not working out.
Come on now.
You see what I'm saying? So, you need to listen to the voice of God. Let Him direct you because when we direct ourselves,
We get in the way
of our own blessings.
Come on.
You see what I'm saying? And a lot of people saying, I'm waiting on God for my blessing. But God said, listen, I'm waiting on you.
Come on, sir. I'm about to stand up in my chair.
He said, listen,
can't stand up,
get yourself together and do the things that I've called you to do and stop doing the things that you want to do.
Come on now.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So in order for God to bless you, stop blocking your blessing and stop looking in your rearview mirror and start looking forward to what God is about to and get ready to receive what God is about to bless you with. Amen. Amen. So,
hallelujah.
I hope you guys enjoy that. Take it what it is. And we're going to get ready and take a break.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Tasha Little Queen, and you're listening to the Truth Radio Show.
there's a cloud. Come on, say it.
There's a cloud.
It's hovering over this place.
My favorite. Along, but when you think about favor, oh my God, you see, I just want to say it one more time. Say favor ain't fair. But you gotta understand that and realize that you gotta be purified for God's favor. You may have a temporary setback, but it's only a permanent setup for God's favor to reign in your life. Somebody needs to know that tonight. But when you get down on your knees and pray, and you're asking for God's favor, this is all God is saying. He's just saying this. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. I'll give it, I'll give it, I'll give it, I'll give it, I'll give it. If you allow me, if you allow me, if you allow me, if you allow me. I want to rain, I want to rain, I want to rain, I want to rain. Down on your soul, down on your soul, down on your soul. I want to prove, I want to prove, I want to prove, I want to prove, I want to prove. That I can take, that I can take, that I can take. With the devil, with the devil, with the devil, with the devil. Try to mean for evil, mean for evil, mean for evil. And I will turn it around, turn it around, turn it around. But y'all good, y'all good, y'all good. I'm gonna rain, I'm gonna rain, I'm gonna rain. I wanna shine, 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 shine. Fall, 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 fall on me. Oh, let the favor of God flood my soul.
Rain on me.
That's what I want God to do.
Shine on me.
Anybody know what I'm talking about? You feel me up here. I want you to fall down on me, God.
Let the favor of heaven flood my soul. Oh, rain on me.
Rain on me.
Shine on me.
I'm trying not to get out of the way here.
Fall on me.
Fall down on me, Lord.
Let the favor of heaven.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now we're about to switch over to Little Queen up Celebrity Updates.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Tasha Little Queen. I got some celebrity updates for you. First, let's jump into this new news. Rapper and singer Kevin McCall got arrested on Monday for domestic violence charges. I shouldn't even be talking about this because I know the man personally. This is really ignorant. Mm-hmm. Wow. But I got to a celebrity news. So he was arrested for domestic violence. I didn't even know he was dating anybody. I had no idea. He was dating model Eva Pigford, and he has a baby with her. He can't see his child at all. Mm. It's been like 5 years, y'all. And then in other news, Wendy Williams. How are you doing? Well, Wendy's about to divorce her husband, Kevin Hunter, and she needs to because he's been cheating on her. He got a baby by somebody else. Aww. And then come to find out, Kevin was messing with the singer, Avion Fallstar.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know it was like that. Mm. I didn't. Avion Fallstar is a really good singer, by the way. He sounds like Brian McKnight. Like, he's like, dope. Like, really dope.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Okay. All right, I'm done.
Well, I mean,
done.
I knew about Wendy, but I didn't
know about all that stuff.
I knew about
Wendy. Kevin McCall, but I don't look. Part of me don't believe that story, but he did just get out of jail and I felt really bad for him. I don't know.
He just got
a shame. He ain't never treat me crazy when I've been around him. Like, he ain't never been like a preacher. Like, nah, he's a real cool gentleman.
Wow.
Shout out to Kevin McCall.
Yeah, shout out. Yeah. Now we're about to transition. I'm stumbling over my words here. We're about to transition to sports update with your boy Hollywood. So let's congratulate the Sixers. Lead they lead in 2-1 over the Nets. So Sixers are making a run. Mm-hmm. Ben Simmons clapped back in Game 3. He went off, but I don't know, Sixer fans, you might should be a little bit worried because Joel Embiid is listed doubtful because of an injury. So we don't know if he's going to be ready for game four tomorrow, which is Saturday's game. So he might not be playing. So I don't know how that's going to work out, but we will see. Also, last Sunday, let's give it up to Tiger Woods, winning the Augusta National Golf Club Tournament, the 2019 Master. He earned the fifth green jacket of his career.
Yes, he did.
Number five. So he won another major. This is a major win for Tiger. And now he's just three away from legendary Jack Nicklaus.
Jack Nicklaus?
Ain't that the guy from Batman?
You sure?
Yeah.
Jack Nicklaus?
Jack Nicklaus. He's a three. And also, he pushes past Arnold Palmer and leaves him one back of Nicklaus. So, Tiger's doing his thing. He's back. Tiger's back.
You say one bag of Nicklaus?
So, Tiger is back.
Tiger.
So, let's congratulate, again, we're going to congratulate the Tiger Woods for doing his thing. You know, Tiger said, I'm going to make a statement.
Yes, he did.
He said, I want my jacket.
Masters.
I shall wear
He made history right now. You know what I'm saying? He really made
it. I'm sorry, man.
So.
I'm sorry.
So, that is all I have for your sports updates. And, like I said, you know, do your thing, Tiger. We root for you, man.
Is he gonna play another game?
I'm pretty sure he's not done.
He gotta do more?
I'm pretty sure he is.
Yeah.
I think he's gonna go for number six.
Oh, okay. Let's see. I mean, yeah. He can do it.
Yeah.
Tiger, all I said, let me get a green jacket. Can I just have one?
We should wear one the next show. I'm gonna wear one of the green jackets.
You got green screen right there. Try it on
now. Like James Brown. All
right, guys. We're going to go ahead and take a break real quick, and we will be right back with your topic of the day.
Get up, let me put you on. This thing's about to blow. Can't stop, won't stop. Then everybody knows that it gets hard. Yeah, I know that, but nothing's impossible. You can't slow down. Don't sit back. Just stand up. You're unstoppable. Why you wasting your life away? So many things you could try today. Nobody holding you back. He's already giving the right away. Got the dreams in your head, but you're scared. Will I crash? Will I fall? Will I fail? Voices in my head. Nah, I don't wanna hear that. Till I double get back. I will never fear that.
No cameras and no acting. It's real life truth we packing. Our God is great, no magic. Father made plans and the son came to that. Born of a virgin and died on a pilot. He don't need one, but he still fly. Rose up to the reverse skydive. No lie, no lie, boy, he coming back. I hope you on the scene for the sky crack. I'm headed to the party where the lights at. Holla at me, I got him in sky cap.
Get up, get up, get up.
Got one shot to
Welcome back to the Truth Radio Show. It's your boy Rico, aka Hollywood. I'm sitting here with Little Queen and the Bishop.
Yep.
So we're about to get into a topic that's dear to our heart, and it's called church hurt. And we know that so many people in this world has been hurt by the church, you know, and that's one of the reasons why some people do not step foot back into a church because of what they've been through.
Emotionally
and maybe physically,
or financially,
you know, we all know that church can be
pricey.
Mm-hmm. Now they got ATM machines in churches now, and
cash app,
and they hold offering hostages until they raise the money that they need to get, you know.
I'm not enough.
They put chains on the doors.
Chains on the doors.
The enemy is hell.
But right. And when people leave the church, you know, pastors, you know, they get upset about it. And even though church is like a revolving door, people come and people go.
Let's talk about it.
Let's go. We're gonna dig in. So who wants to start?
You start recap. Hollywood.
I'm passing over to the bishop.
Okay, bishop. Yeah, he is the bishop now. Come on now.
Come on.
Talk about that church hurt.
People of God.
People of God.
Well, church hurt is pretty much everybody's different experiences with it. Me personally, I have dealt with it. It can be hurtful.
Yes.
Sometimes you're gonna lose some of your close friends.
Right.
You know, because of the situation that may have occurred, they might be told that they can't communicate with you anymore or exile you. It's kind of crazy. What are you about to say, Queen?
That's just disrespectful. How you gonna tell somebody not to communicate with somebody? Did you paying that bill? Well, all right.
But you know, a lot of times they feel that that person might probably speak ill words about the ministry or something like that. So it can be seen in so many different ways. And being on a praise and worship team, I have seen from different churches where I have attended, you know, situations happen. Yeah.
Speak on it.
You know, sometimes
right.
I'm trying, you know, choose my word carefully.
Yes.
But you know, you might have said something wrong, or that leader might have felt like you had done something wrong. So they might push you on the back and have somebody else move forward. It's a lot of mind games. You know, a lot of times I call it the Jezebel spirit, but not the you know, the sexual version of it. I'm talking about the manipulation, the controlling and mind gaming people that spirit plays.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it can be in the form of a male or a female.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important, you know, for those who are believers in the Word of God and been in the Word, you know, in the Lord longer, to use their discernment. But my concern is when it comes to people who are new believers.
Right.
I mean, the situation that I have experienced, if I had experienced it during my beginning stages of being in the Lord, I don't think I will probably be a Christian today.
Right.
But I just thank God that He surrounded me with mature enough believers and those who encouraged me and checked up on me when I was going through that. So,
I remember a while back, this pastor, I don't know what was wrong with him. Like, I left the church, right? And so I started a state youth choir, and one of the pastors let us use his church. And the church I was at, the pastor ended up calling him and telling him all kinds of lies about me. He was stalking me, like, right? Like, yeah. I had to call the cops on him, like, because he was stalking me. Like, I'm like, dude, can you just move on?
Stuff get personal.
It does, like, and so
especially if you're paying tithes faithfully.
Come on.
I ain't no tithe payer. I'm gonna just be honest. I wasn't lying. I'm sorry, because I couldn't keep a job. So I couldn't give God no.
But everybody's situation.
Touch a plate,
but won't put your hand inside a plate.
Right? Come on now.
Wanted to, but
all right, broken, serious. Busted, and disgusted. Oh, there's Lord. Some money in the plate. Let me go ahead and take God for
granted. Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
But yeah, I mean, so many people, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people look into a church and this drama that's going in the church, all the drama and stuff like that, in their mindset, they're like, man, I might as well stay out on the street if I'm going to deal with this.
And you know, that type of attitude, and because of the negative you know, view of Christianity today, especially when it comes to the church, is a lot of people don't feel like they don't want to go to church because of that. But, you know, they prefer to go, like, Bible study, home Bible studies.
Or Facebook Bible
studies. Facebook Bible studies. But they said that church is supposed to be beyond the four walls. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, church is a place where you go get information. Church is where you get fueled up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When you out during the week, Monday through Saturday, you know what I'm saying? And it's like a car. You drive your car throughout the week, and pretty soon your car gonna get on empty. Mm-hmm. And just like, you will get empty after a while, and you post, you know, you go to church to get fueled back up and ready to get back out there and do ministry. If you look at Jesus wasn't confined to a building. Nope. His disciple wasn't confined to a building. They went from city to city, from place to place to preach the gospel.
But I mean, the building, the church is supposed to, you know, be a equipping ground for us. Exactly. All. But just to piggyback for what you were saying about, you know, going beyond the four walls and different things like that, people, I feel that the church has pretty much failed the people now.
They don't care. It's not about the soul anymore. It's about the finances. And that's where you get hurt the most.
Counting because, heads. Yes. Make sure that...
Well, I'm not going to say all churches, you know, because there are some good churches out there that's doing really
good. No, I'm not saying that in all churches, but I feel that if Jesus were to come back today, there'll probably be a lot of table turning in some of these churches.
But one thing I do want to say this is I'm sick and tired of you walk down on just one block alone, you have three churches on one block.
Competition.
You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy. Like, you know, it's a church on every corner, you know, and I don't think that's what God intended, because people always want the spotlight. And when they're not getting a spotlight in the church, they leave and then they create their own church. Yep. But God didn't tell them to move.
Those are Judases.
You know what I'm saying? God said, you know why? Because then you move out of a position that God had put you in, and if you just stand still, like, God blesses you, but you move out of that realm, and you go start your own church. Now you're wondering why every Sunday you have three people. Mm-hmm. It's because God didn't tell you to do that. That's not what.
Maybe
God,
you have a church at their house,
bro. Right?
I'm so serious. I've seen it.
Yeah, true.
So, I mean, it's a sticky ground, you know, because, you know, especially,
I mean, how
you can't get mad because...
We have to begin to tell people, how can you move on to the healing process?
Well, the thing is, you can't get mad because you're not preaching every Sunday. It's not for you to preach every Sunday.
I think it's more self-motivated now.
Right.
I'm not saying everybody's like that, but it's like more self.
Right. If you want the spotlight, God, you can go out in the streets and be your spot.
But he's not going to use you if you want the spotlight. Because your heart is in the wrong place. That's why you see these prophets and everything come like real strong for a minute. Where are they now?
They can't hear you.
Right. He didn't silence them.
But so, all I'm saying is with church, you know, is just you just got to do right. You know, so do right by the people.
You have to do right by the people.
And you can't get mad when somebody say, you know what, God is moving me in a different direction. So I think, you know, this is our last service here. You can't get mad at a person if God telling that person that it's time for them to move.
Or I can't.
If God telling you to move, and you go to the pastor and say, listen, this is where God is leading.
And it's not received well.
It's not received well, because I get that. It's hurt on both sides. On a person that's leaving and on a pastor.
But how's it hurt on both sides if the person not being used to the full capacity?
They should be there from the same God. But you know what? He told me that too. It is time for you to go.
Well, yeah, that's divine connection. That's straight divine connection.
I'll chime back in later.
So, I mean,
I got something to say about that, but I need a little bit more time. And the producer's looking at me like,
but I mean,
you better not move over the time.
I'm just saying, you know,
I'm being obedient.
Okay.
But sometimes, sometimes God will give you something and he won't give the other person.
What you mean?
We'll talk about that when we come back.
Okay. Come on, Queen.
Okay.
the producer's getting out of the
show. We'll be right back.
All right. Bye.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to continue on talking about church hurt. And I know we left off. There was a statement made to where God had given something to somebody and not the other. And what I mean...
You made that statement.
Right. Yeah, I made that statement.
Statement made.
Yeah.
Period.
There's a statement made. But let me just really talk quick. What I mean by that is that, you know, when we pray, when we go in prayer individually, we pray individually and God will give you something, right? God will tell you, hey, this is what I want to give you. You know, he speaks to you, right? Mm-hmm. And he won't let the other person know, you know what I'm saying? But it's for you to go tell that person, say, hey, this is what God told me
to tell you.
Right. But and then sometimes God prepare the other person for what's about to be received,
if it's divine,
right? And if it's divine, but even though God may not tell that person, right, but he will prepare that person. Mm-hmm. But sometimes that person that God is preparing still may not receive it. Mm-hmm. You know, who'll still feel some type of way.
It's horrible, man.
And they'll get smart with you.
You think you're sending it in love. Next thing you know, you get a totally different response. And I've been in a situation like that. And because of that situation, I think I was out of the ministry probably a year.
Were you the receiver? The one who received it?
The one who received. I sent something, let them know. It came back to me a totally different way. I was like, okay, this is weird. But because of the incident, this is the recent church hurt for me. Because of the incident, I didn't want anything to do with the ministry. Mm-hmm. But I'm not talking about like going to church, that is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I was like, Lord, I have to find some type of venue or go to, I have to still stay connected in some type of way. But what did I do? Connecting with another pastor. I'm like, I explained the situation, what was going on. Right. Not in full detail.
You have to explain, even whatever church you go to after you've been hurt, or whatever ministry you partner with, or you have to let that person know.
I mean, as a courtesy.
But
if that person, that leader, is not being respected on your decision, and then it just falls apart within that, and then blaming other situations and mishaps, which you didn't have any control of.
Right. Well, what I mean by...
See my voice getting kind of... I can say right now, so everybody, so the listeners can know, I am completely healed and delivered and from that situation.
How did I heal?
I fasted pray. While I was going through that transition, I'm also married, so I was like, I told my wife she can go ahead and visit another ministry while I get myself together,
right?
Because I don't want that to hinder
her
growth, right? And where I was at that time.
And you have to, you know, while you at home trying to figure out your next move, you need that healing, you need that time, you need that worship, and that's for you to get in your prayer closet and seek God for more and say, all right, Lord, you got me. What is my next move?
Man, I shared a lot today.
What I is church for 4 months, but my church hurt.
4 months?
4 months.
What happened, Queen?
Well, y'all want the long story or the short story?
Short story.
No, give me the long story.
Okay, so the short story, pretty much, I was a musician at church, and like I was saying before, like, if they like somebody, they hear somebody else playing, they're like, oh, I like that. They want that person to come. They don't try to push me to the side and have me do something else. But I ain't like that, and I didn't want to do it. And I left. They kept that person.
So basically, they wanted that person for their gift.
Their gift. Yes.
But not for, they probably don't know their background, their relationship with Christ or anything, but I've seen that.
See, a lot of churches will use you.
That person left.
A lot of churches.
Prostitutes.
Right. A lot of churches will use you for your gifts and your talent because it'll help their ministry grow. But you go to them and say, hey, I have my own ministry. They will not back you.
Or attend.
Oh, no. Or attend.
Yeah, I done seen that too. I done seen the guy in church. You're going to hell. And the pastor found out about it. He got mad. Was like, yo, you shouldn't have did that. And he was like, you know, I started my own church. Started his own church. He started talking about the pastor so bad on Facebook. Like, just told everything.
See, I'm not for all of that. Right. But, you know, time would tell. And another...
Right now, we'll be break. Right back.
Oh, no, break, man! I got something to say! Go break on me!
Oh, my God! Look at all these Christians in the club! Look at all my fellas showing love! We don't pop the ball! Now, what you think exactly? Tell the bartender we're serving virgin daiquiris! The party's over, and I get a buzz off this music. Get high off the spirit when I feel it, can't lose it. Atmosphere is crazy, everybody feel the same. And man, if you ain't feeling this, then you a certified lame. I came in the name of the one who sent me. Pulling up clean in an all-black Bentley. Close the door gently. Step out stunning, we done covered all charges. So everybody coming long line outside. Be patient, no skipping. Extra police came, people start tripping. Leave your gun home. Put your dope away, you don't really need all that in the party anyway. Now, oh my God, they done left them Christians in the club. Oh my God, they done left them Christians in the club. Oh my God, they done left them Christians in the club. Oh my God, they done left them Christians in the club. Oh my God, they done left them Christians in the club. Oh my God, they done left them Christians in the club. Oh my God, they done left them Christians in the club. Oh my God, they done left them Christians in the club. Oh my God, can't stop them, so you might well join them. Christians walking like they club owners. Even the DJ is with them Christians. And when he yells, "Switch!" she Christian switches. Man, you either wanna be one or be with one. And you trying to figure out just how to get one to come and talk to you. Have a conversation. All these Christians in the club. Tell me what's your hesitation. I see two over there and three over there and four in the back with their hands in the air. Unified got much power. Laughing and giggling like it's comedy hour. My God. Christians in the club, and them Christians is talking to them thugs and showing love, and them thugs is asking and wondering, they trying to see where the product's gonna be the following week. Now we gon' see now, oh my God. They done left them Christians in the club, oh my God. They done left them Christians in the club, oh my God. They done left them Christians in the club, oh my God. They done left them Christians in the club, oh my God. They done left them Christians in the club, oh my God. They done left them Christians in the club, oh my God.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna finish up this topic, and Calvin the Bishop was talking about some. What was he talking about?
What was I talking about?
Church, yes. Mike Hurt.
Mike Hurt.
That's an insider right there,
right?
In a good way, but basically, Queen was sharing with her situation in regards to the musician, another musician coming in from the church, and they basically moved her to the side,
right,
and then start utilizing the other person. She pretty much stepped away from the ministry. But so often that I have seen that so many times in different ministries, that people, the horror stories that I hear. But one of the things that we were talking about on break is that, well, how do we heal?
Yes.
From that, and yes. I begin to share with them, like, you know, by praying,
right,
fasting.
getting my word,
getting on my face before the Lord, crying out to God, mm-hmm. and ask Him to heal me. And you know, one of the things I had to start with myself is say that, you know, we are the church.
We are, you know, people.
Yes. If you're like right now, we're having church.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes. But at the same time, it's like, you know, the healing process had to get straightened out, begin to allow the Lord to utilize me in a different, unique way. And I think because I allowed the healing to take place, different opportunities begin to arise for me to be able to speak on these matters.
Well, here's another thing. You know, I remember, you know, the church that I was at, things wasn't going right, and I would call my cousin, you know, and I would talk to her, and I would tell her the things that was going on. And one thing she told me, she said, "Reek, it's time for you to leave, because what you're doing, you should be getting paid for what you're doing. A lot of people pay for what you're doing, and the simple fact that you're doing it for free and they're not acknowledging that, it's time for you to go." And she told me, when you leave that ministry, God is going to start opening up doors.
Wait a minute.
But you were being humble.
And I was being humble. And so when I left, guess what?
God started
opening up doors.
But you know what? I have seen that this, what you're talking about, mm-hmm. like when you're in the ministry for a long time,
yes.
and not being recognized, not being mm-hmm. honored, you know, for the love that you have sown in your giftings,
right.
unto the Lord. But the Lord did not overlook what you have done. And because you put so much, you know, your
time
and
effort
and making sure everything
sleep.
Was done in excellence.
Yes.
So many different opportunities. I'm a witness to that.
Right.
I've seen where the Lord has opened doors for your, like, the movie production that
right.
you've been doing and so forth. And, you know, you probably see it on my side as well with a different opportunity,
yeah.
music and stuff. So,
God is really
let go and let God.
Let go and let God. That's what, and that's, that goes to the inspirational that I was talking about earlier, how stop looking in your rearview mirror and start looking forward,
yep.
and start looking at the bigger picture, and use your side mirrors to understand where your attacks are coming from, so you know if you need to move left or right and start maneuvering some things. So just have a mindset of what's going on.
And one of the things that I, during the transition period where I was going through without looking for a church home, and a hurt I experienced, I began to say, I said, "Lord, expose any evil wickedness that is around me.
Yes.
Move it out the way.
Move it out.
Route it out. Do
yes.
what you have to do. Get it out
the way."
Though,
right?
It was a smooth transition. And what began to happen as I continued to say that prayer within my fasting time, I begin to see old friends fall away.
Right.
I start to stop hearing from certain people. But
right.
I realize what I then start to see is that my true friends
right.
begin to emerge. So.
Yeah. And, I mean, like I said, right, it's all about, you know, what God has. What God has for you is
for you.
It's for you.
You know what I'm saying?
Keep the right heart.
Keep the right
keep
mind.
Keep Him first.
And listen, don't. If you've been hurt by church, don't blast that pastor,
nope.
you know, because
nope.
that's one thing I don't do is I don't
block them.
Right. I don't talk about pastors.
Unfollow them.
It's not my place to talk about them.
No,
it's not my
not
place.
Anointed,
it's
I
not my
that.
Place to judge them. It's
right.
not because God has truly gave them a gift to do something in that ministry. So I just pray for them to keep moving forward, but they will be moving forward without me.
Because you don't know what they're going through.
Exactly. So, ladies and gentlemen.
Nor the strong.
Yeah, amen. So, we're going to wrap up this show, Church Hurt, and I hope you guys enjoyed the topic.
Yes, everybody.
Well, we got the Church Hurt part two.
We're going to do
two.
A part two.
And part three.
So,
enjoy
your week.
Bye-bye. We would like to thank everybody for listening in on today's broadcast, and we just pray that you are blessed. There were a couple streams that we are currently streaming on right now. And Queen, can you announce those for us, please?
Yeah.
Yes, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify now. I didn't even know that. and the Love Zone USA and Blog Talk Radio. I'm out of breath.
Leave a comment, like, share.
What's going on? It's your boy Rico, aka Hollywood, and you are listening to the Truth Radio Show.